welcome to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. I'm your host, Laura Vogt, the Associate Director of Marketing and Communications in the College of Engineering. And this week, our podcast is split into two sections. We're focusing on some incoming classes for our first-year students and transfer students. First up is Matthew Sherburn to discuss Engineering 92, Perspectives in Engineering. Welcome to the podcast, Matt.
Thank you for having me.
And tell us a little bit about yourself and your role in the College of Engineering.
I'm sort of the jack of all trades for the material science and engineering department, and involved in many different efforts in the College of Engineering. So in the material science department, I serve on admissions committees, accreditation committees, a lot of the undergraduate curriculum committees. So I'm largely involved with the education side of the department.
Oh, okay.
I run a research group. And for the college, I ran the Singapore Berkeley Research Initiative for Sustainable Energy, where we have a research center in Singapore focused on sustainable energy. And I've got two research programs in Singapore and a research program in the Philippines on clean water. So I do research, but when I'm on campus, much of my time is focused on education, and that includes international education programs. And I think that's how I got the job of being the instructor for Engineering 92, Perspectives in Engineering, is that it's clear I'm involved in the educational side of things and the efforts, and that's where a lot of my interests lie. And so when the previous instructor got promoted and could no longer do this, they said, "Ah, Matt, you can do this.
We got the perfect thing for you." And why don't you tell us a little bit more about what Engineering 92 is?
So some years ago, I don't know exactly when, the university or the College of Engineering started admitting students that were undeclared.
Okay.
So traditionally, students came in and they said, "I want to be material science," or "I want to be mechanical, electrical," or what have you. And so the college, I think, correctly said, "Look, not all students know what they want to do. And so let's admit some small number of folks," and I think it's about 100 a year, that are admitted that are specifically undeclared. And so to help them decide what they want to do, there's a fall course and a spring course. I teach the fall course, Engineering 92. And the idea is to give the students an introduction to the broad field of engineering and to help them decide on what area of engineering they would like to go into.
Oh, that sounds great. So it sounds, I know it's geared towards our undeclared students, but if you came in declared as something else and wanted to know more about other arenas that you could go into?
Absolutely. We have students in the class. So I guess let's start with the class makeup. There's roughly 100 students in the class each year. About 80 of those students, 75% to 80% of those students are freshmen.
Okay.
First-year students. Then we get students that are sophomores.
Mm-hmm.
That actually fit right into the question you asked, was they were admitted into a specific engineering discipline. And then it turns out they're not quite sure that's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So they sign up for E92 to get this broader perspective on what the different engineering disciplines do.
Oh, excellent.
And so we are absolutely open to the sophomores. And then, interesting, we get students that are admitted to other colleges.
Oh, okay.
On campus. And so I would say of the kind of, let's just say 20% that are not freshmen in the College of Engineering, probably half of that is kind of sophomores, maybe a couple juniors that are thinking about, "I might want to try something else,"
mm-hmm.
not the major I was admitted to. And then probably the other half is actually outside the College of Engineering.
Oh, great.
Students that, like, just as an example, might have got admitted to physics.
Right.
And they're like, "I like the physics, but I kind of think I might want to do something more applied.
Oh, okay.
Or I've actually had students from biology, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they take E92 trying to just go, okay, am I really interested in this more applied approach, the engineering approach, or do I want to stay with the fundamental science?
Oh, okay.
So it allows them in a very friendly, non-intensive classroom setting to explore their options.
Would it be good for students that want to know more, maybe not to major in something, but to minor in it?
So, yeah, if a student wants to minor in a area in engineering, this is actually a great approach to figuring out if you don't know what area you would like to do, what each of the engineering disciplines kind of does.
Okay.
And so I set up the course such that the students get exposed to both the academic side and the industrial side of each of the disciplines in the college.
Oh, great. So it covers if you want to go into industry or if you wanted to go more into grad school or...
Right. So what I've done is, with the help of some fine folks in the College of Engineering, we have seven departments in the college.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I do, we have 14 weeks then. And so I get one speaker who's a professor in the department. And then I get one speaker who is a alum of the department at the bachelor's level and has gone out to the real world and is working.
Oh, that's awesome.
So the students sit there and they hear the professor speak, say, 1 week. And the professor will talk about the curriculum, why the curriculum is set up this way, what the goal of the curriculum is, and give an overview of the department. And then generally, you know, the last half of the talk will talk about their personal research.
Okay.
And say, you know, I'm one example of research, but in general, this is kind of what we do, and may have several slides about what other faculty do, but talk kind of in depth about what their research is. So students from that talk, they understand, okay, these are the courses I'd have to take, this is the flow of the curriculum, I kind of get a feel for the department, and then you get a feel for what the professors do at a much deeper level in their research.
That's also a great way to meet more faculty on campus, too.
That's all right. So the students get, if you include me, the students will get 8 different people from different departments that they get to see and interact with.
Oh, that's great.
And so then, say, and they're not set up in sequence, it's when people can come give talks, but let's say, you know, the professor from one department speaks, and then maybe 3 weeks later, we have an undergrad student that has graduated, is out in the real world. They will come in, or I guess a former undergraduate
right.
student will come back to campus and give a talk at E92 and go, okay, so I went through this department, right? I took the education, and here's what I'm doing with it in the real world. I worked for company A and did all this, and then I moved over to this area. And so they give a perspective to the student about, I take this degree, what do I do with it in the real world?
Right.
And this was something I actually changed the class into. This was not what it was when I inherited the class. And it was a great class before I inherited it. But as I was involved in all the educational initiatives and the undergraduate curriculum, and, you know, we have big meetings with undergrads once a semester, and you start looking at the numbers and you start realizing that you get kind of roughly 50% of the students kind of go on to graduate school
mm-hmm.
of some form, shape, and 50% go into the real world.
Okay.
And so when I took over the class, it was kind of 14 weeks of professor, 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 professor speaking.
Okay.
And they all give great talks, but I was thinking that if really this large chunk of our student populace goes to the real world, we should probably make an effort to give them exposure to what happens in the real world once you get your degree.
Yeah, that is really nice.
And so I changed the class such that it's kind of one professor, one person from the real world.
Excellent. I think that's a great idea, because definitely knowing what courses you take is a little different than what your career is going to look like.
Right. So we've had, you know, people that have come in from VMware that talked about, you know, he was a great speaker. He came in and he's like, I started out in this major, clearly not what I wanted to do. I ended up being computer science, and, you know, and he just, like, and I really didn't know what I was doing, and he just tracked out his path, and he's like, look, I was not one of the greatest students. I'm doing great now because I did learn a lot from, and he talked about how he uses the stuff he learned from his undergrad.
Oh, that's...
And how it has helped him advance his career.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, and then a little bit odd, but one of the things that I find is many undergrads think they have to find the perfect major.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, there is large overlaps between all majors in the college.
Right.
And if you get a very strong foundation, you can pretty much go and do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
So we had, she's actually a professor at the UCSF Medical School.
Oh, okay.
But she did her undergraduate degree here in electrical engineering.
Oh.
And so she's taken her electrical engineering skills and now applies this in the medical realm.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right? And so the idea of this talk, and she gives a great talk, the idea was that, look, you get a firm foundation, you can do whatever you want.
That's excellent.
And then last year he did his undergrad in bioengineering, got recommended, went to graduate school for medical devices, realized that's not what he wanted to do, ended up going to law school, doing a year, I guess you would say internship, or I'm not sure what it would be called, but he spent a year at The Hague.
Oh, okay.
All right, and now he is a counsel for Google.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, but his undergraduate degree is bioengineering.
So definitely, you're just building on what you learned.
Right, and he's like, look, so I don't use the math and the physics and all of that stuff I learn so much daily. He goes, but I do get to use it when I interact with the engineers.
Right.
And I talk to them and they go, oh, he understands engineering. We can talk to him. And he goes, so in that aspect, the engineering degree has really helped me being a lawyer at a science, engineering, tech company. But he goes, all of the logical thinking and all of the hard work and discipline I learned as an undergrad, he's like, that directly translated into law school.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's really cool.
Right. And so the idea is to show that, so the class has, I guess, several ideas. One, to show the breadth of the College of Engineering,
mm-hmm.
both academic and what you do with it in the real world, but also show that you get a degree, it doesn't have to be the perfect degree for exactly what you want to do at this moment.
Right.
Right? You can take and morph yourself into other areas because there is so much overlap in all of these different areas.
No, definitely. I know. And we have so many students that come in that just need some more guidance of what to do and where to go. And this sounds like it'd be a great way to start.
Yeah, I think it is. And then in addition, I teach normal, you know, MSE 120, materials processing and computational materials science in the fall. But I set aside specific office hours just for the E92 students.
Oh, okay.
So, of course, they have access to the engineering student services and all the counseling there, but I view that since I am teaching E92, and I tell them this on the first day, I am your unofficial engineering counselor.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, if you want to talk to me about finding research or internships or just come because you're still really confused, right? Or come and say, oh, I figured out exactly what I want to do. You know, come to my office. And so I have office hours specifically set up that are E92 office hours.
Oh, what a great resource that is. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I would be remiss to have you in here, especially since you're a lecturer and you do all this education stuff. What tips would you give our students as they're coming into their first semester at Berkeley to be successful Berkeley engineers when they start out?
I think it's the same one. It's a very boring one. But work hard,
mm-hmm.
right? It's predominantly all the students that come to Berkeley are some of the best students, right? The state of California, the nation, and the world have.
Yes.
And so you get in a class and you look around and everybody else in that class was the top of the class.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easy to get caught up in other things, right? First time away from home and, oh, let's go to the football game and then I'll study Saturday night. And then, oh, well, you don't study Saturday night because you hang out with your friends and that rolls over to Sunday and then
right.
Monday comes. And so it's really, you know, kind of time management and work hard.
Good advice.
And I guess when you need help and if you're unsure on anything, go talk to somebody. Whether it's me, whether it's a counselor, whether it's just one of your professors in the class. You know, by and large, the people here are here to help.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I get, I had students from physics department come talk to me, right?
Yeah.
And just because their friends said that, oh, you should go see Matt. He's really easy to talk to and gives great advice. And so I had students from the physics department who weren't in my classes and I didn't know just show up at my door and go, okay, not sure you want to talk to me, but well, you, and here's who I am. And I'd be like, yeah, sure, come on in. I got 30 minutes. Let's.
There's worse reputations to have.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. But I think, and I'm not the only one that does this, right?
Right.
I can't speak for university-wide. I can speak for at least the materials department and most of my colleagues in the College of Engineering that I know and interact with. They all behave this way.
Right.
And so I think this is, I would guess, fairly much the norm across the university campus.
Yes. The goal is we want people to be successful.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for stopping in today and for talking about the course and giving us an overview of it. I'm really excited about the course. I didn't know just how much you have that it's these two different perspectives on things, so I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm glad, you know.
And I'm excited because I know if I'm learning stuff, then other folks are going to learn stuff. It's going to be really good, so I appreciate your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Anytime.
If you want to sign up for Engineering 92, Perspectives of Engineering, the easiest way to find it when you're in Schedule Planner is you can actually just add it straight to your cart with your CCN number or class number, which is 27871. That's 27871. This is the second part of our two-part episode this week where we're talking with Tiffany Reardon. Thank you, Tiffany, for coming back to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So we had Matt in here earlier talking about Engineering 92 and Perspectives in Engineering that is really geared towards students in their first year and wanting to know more about the different majors that we have here on campus. And Tiffany's here this afternoon. She does Civil Engineering 198, which is a seminar. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about the seminar and who it's geared towards?
Absolutely. So despite the name, CE 198, it is available to all incoming transfer students. And this is a seminar that we launched last fall that was designed to create community amongst incoming community college transfer students and to connect those students with each other and to ensure that they have resources to maximize their first year at Berkeley by meeting other transfer students and really getting acquainted with all of the fantastic resources that we have here at Cal.
And when is it going to be available? What's the schedule of the course so they can make sure that they build time into their
It'll be Wednesdays 20. From 11 to noon.
And I actually have the course number. That's a class number, right?
Yeah, the CCN.
Yeah, so the CCN for this particular one is 28602. So if you're putting it into your schedule planner through Cal Central, you can get there pretty easily with 28602. And that way, there's a couple different things that fall under that CE198, so you want to make sure you're picking the right one out of there.
And tell your friends, because we do not have a limit. The only limit is how many transfer students we have coming into Berkeley.
Oh, fantastic. And it's actually here in Bechtel in our Sibley Auditorium. So get to know our building a little bit better. You can stop by the office if you wanted to. Tell me a little bit more about what's the structure of the class. So what are students going to actually do when they're in the class?
So I designed the class because, as some of you might know, I run the Transfer Pre-Engineering Program, TPREP. And in TPREP, we have 60 students, and it's 3 weeks. And we pack a lot into those 3 weeks. And so there were many things that I felt that would be beneficial for transfer students to know about and to kind of, you know, learn about and go more in depth into. And then in addition, I wanted to be able to reach transfer students that weren't available to do TPREP in the summer. So we designed the course really putting together topics that were of interest and relevant to incoming transfer students. I worked really closely with some of our current transfer students to design the topics. I worked with our Director of Graduate Outreach, because many of our students are interested in graduate school, and so this is a course where if you are interested in grad school, you know, you'll get a lot of information. And also to talk about kind of the grading philosophy at Berkeley, which is something that some students are unfamiliar with, and really the kind of methodology behind the grading, but also the learning process at Berkeley. The learning process at Berkeley is something that students, you know, sometimes in the beginning aren't sure what the expectations are. And so as a result of being in this class, we really give a thorough explanation of, you know, how to approach your engineering courses. Aside from that, we also go in depth in terms of sub areas in the different majors. So many students come in and they know what they want to major in, but then maybe they aren't aware of certain specializations or research that might not be in their major but is of interest to them.
Oh, that's excellent, because we were talking about earlier in Matt's part of the podcast about the major that you're in isn't necessarily, you're not tied into something that has to say, I am a materials science engineer.
Absolutely. And one of the projects that students are assigned, they have to work in a group and they will be given a research area, and they have to find projects in those research areas. They'll have to find, you know, companies that hire, you know, folks in those areas. And it really, really kind of broadens their view of that area. And I think personally, I think that's the most beneficial part of this class, is that early exposure that they might not get just in their, you know, lower division coursework.
I think it's great that you're also bringing all these students together so they can get to know each other easier. You can be able to point out what other transfer students are, maybe have study groups that are specific to the transfer students.
Absolutely. A lot of students will meet friends in the class that are in the same major or in the same class. And I realize that sometimes it's hard for students to know who else is a transfer student, especially if it's in one of the bigger classes. So a number of students in this class, you know, made friends with each other, and they, you know, are now study partners. And it's just really great to have an opportunity to provide a structured venue for students to create this transfer community. The assignments are, you know, really assignments that you're going to do anyways, I'm hoping, if you're here at Berkeley. One of the assignments is to create a resume. Another one is to look up research programs. Like I mentioned, one of the projects is for students to present on an area of engineering. And then also, we have faculty speakers that come in. So I know that, you know, interacting with faculty is an important component for students to, you know, recognize. And so we actually have the faculty come to you. Also, utilizing GSIs, we have GSIs come in and talk about, you know, their kind of path and journey to grad school, and then also how you can best utilize them. So really, I think that this course really kind of puts everything together that we, you know transfer students will need. I've worked with transfer students for, gosh, the past 19 years. So I'm pretty familiar with what, you know, is needed to have a successful transition to the four-year school, especially in an area like engineering, which is really, really unique.
And thank you, Tiffany, for coming back to the podcast and sharing with one more thing that you do with us in the College of Engineering.
And thank you, and I hope to see many of you in the class this fall.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer, and we'll talk at you again next week. Bye.